From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Top officials from France, Iraq, and the United States say they are confident about the anti-Islamic State coalition in Iraq, but they stress there is a need for more equipment and training to bolster the offensive. Speaking in Paris during a multilateral ministerial meeting Tuesday, the U.S. Deputy Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, said the coalition has made real gains in Iraq, but he also acknowledged setbacks on the battlefield.
We had a very good discussion today, a candid discussion that was honest about the gains that we've made, as well as the setbacks that we've incurred.
Standing with the Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi and the French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabio at a news conference, Blinken focused the conversation on Iraq while also briefly mentioning the need for political stability in Syria. Rescue crews in central China continued Tuesday searching for survivors after a passenger ship carrying 450 people sank during a storm in the Yangtze River. The Xinhua news agency says so far 15 people have been recovered and 5 bodies recovered so far. Many of the passengers are believed trapped inside. This is a distraught family member, like so many others who are waiting to anguishly hear news about their loved ones and demanded answers on the seemingly low pace of the rescue effort. The cause of the accident is not clear, and President Xi Jinping has demanded an all-out effort to rescue the passengers, most of whom are believed between the ages of 50 and 80 years old, according to state media. VOA News. Thailand has issued an arrest warrant for a senior military officer suspected of being involved in the human trafficking of migrants from Myanmar and Bangladesh. Lieutenant General Manas Kongpong is the highest-ranking official yet to be implicated during the Thai government's crackdown on human traffickers. The 58-year-old has been charged with human trafficking, detaining victims of human trafficking, and holding victims of trafficking for ransom, according to the Bangkok Post. The U.S. Embassy in Burundi says it continues to urge President Pierre Nkurunziza to abandon his attempt to run for a third term in office. It's a decision that has sparked violent protests since the president's announcement in April. The U.S. Embassy in Bujumbura says Mr. Nkurunziza's plans violate the agreement that has ended years of violence in Burundi and could endanger the country's hard-earned stability after a tragic civil war. The U.S. Senate is holding a series of votes Tuesday to reform and restart the bulk collection of Americans' telephone records. VOA's Michael Bowman reports from Capitol Hill.
The USA Freedom Act mandates the storage of phone logs by telecommunications companies rather than the National Security Agency. The Senate's Republican leadership wants to amend the bill to give it more startup time and secure assurances that, once in place, it works as intended. But any changes could torpedo the bill, seen as the last best chance to preserve what the Obama administration sees as vital national security programs. The House of Representatives overwhelmingly approved the USA Freedom Act last month, and key members say an amended bill would not pass the chamber. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
Paris police evacuated hundreds of migrants Tuesday from a makeshift tent camp near a major train station and tourist area, then bulldozed their leftover debris from a patch of pavement that had become a symbol of Europe's migrant crisis. The migrants are mostly from East Africa, and they took agonizing journeys to reach the French capital, but have found themselves in legal limbo with little prospects for asylums or jobs. Police in northern Afghanistan Tuesday said unknown gunmen have shot dead at least 9 employees of an aid agency. A female worker is among those killed in the overnight attack that took place in the Balkh province. The victims are from the non-governmental organization People in Need. The United Nations warned last month that the Afghan conflict has caused a record rise in civilian casualties. So far, no one has claimed responsibility for the attack. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.